Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and I am so excited that you're here with us today. We are continuing our talk with Rob Anderson. Rob, are you here with us?
I am here with you. Thank you guys so much for having me, BBS and Sunshine. Yeah. Obviously, I'm really grateful to be here today. So yeah, let's get her going.
I know.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. It's been a beautiful week and lots going on, but it's been a good day. And I just am excited about what we're going to talk about today. And I want some tips from you on how you worked through this, because I'm intrigued. I'm super intrigued. I've had people even text me and say, I'm so looking forward to the show today on Love It Out of My Life. And so I'm excited about this. I went through that show on, man, we're just jumping right into it, aren't we?
Yeah, how was right. You, might as well, right?
Right. How well, was
we
your week?
Let
me not
make
be
small
rude.
Talk about the weather. Like,
I know, you know, right?
We might as well get to the meat and potatoes right away.
Right. I love meat and potatoes. I'm
no,
one of those
no
girls.
Need for an appetizer here. Let's just get right to the main course.
I know, right? Let me be polite. How was your week?
Thomas gave us the weather update. My week's been good. I'm really focused, you know, ups and downs. I'm just really working on living in the moment and not letting the pendulum swing affect me too much, and just trying to be more grounded and centered in the moment. And when things, you know, even when things go, you know, it was so, just to give you an example, like it feels like I was jumping over a whole bunch of timelines because my brother was supposed to be here, so I was excited, and then he wasn't coming, and so I was not that I was not excited, but it's like,
right.
You know, when you get to see each other every few months, and then he was coming, and so I was all excited, and you know, I try not to plan too far ahead, but then the
right.
day before, the night before he was supposed to come, he was in a city just close by us, and at his work party, and he ended up getting food poisoning, and so he ended up going home the next morning, so it was like on, off, on, on, off, and then off again. So it's you know, but things like that.
Yeah.
And so just working on being present and, like I said, living in the moment.
Same. I've still got some opportunities happening with one of my little fur people.
Yeah.
And that includes cleaning up things you wouldn't want to clean up. So Yeah, but living in the now. And I just sent Thomas a picture of him sleeping in the window, and he's doing great, and he's happy, and his nose is cold. And so I'm just going to believe that, you know, living in the now, that's the way to go. Did you listen? Did you by any chance get a chance to listen to, it's early in the morning, to Kelly and Beth this morning? About the now, I'm going to forget the acronym. Dang it. Somebody text me, Kelly or Beth text me. But it was an acronym that Kelly came up with for now. And it's like, notice, I may get this wrong. Notice, observe, what's the W?
Whiskey.
Something. Whiskey.
Yes.
That's it. Yes,
Maybe.
that's it. Even though neither one of us drink anymore.
Maybe witness.
Witness. That was it. Notice, observe, witness. I
Can
think that's
I get
what it
a
was.
witness? What song is that? That's a good one, right?
Can I get a witness? Yeah, come on. So I was like, that was so good, because it's kind of what I call monkey mind or whatever. Sometimes you can be out in nature and just looking and just taking everything in. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh man, I got to get that grocery list, or oof, I got to do that. And Kelly was talking about how it just kept coming to her. I think it is notice, observe, and then witness. And I just got the witness. Yep, Kelly said witness, and Beth said yes. So we're good. Thanks,
Yes.
ladies. So it was so good, because sometimes you do get knocked off. Like, you can see an eagle flying, and next thing you know, you're thinking, oh, I've got to catch that flight to whatever. You know, it's just the weirdest thing how the mind just tries to knock you off track. So,
oh, you know what?
yeah.
Speaking of eagles, this is off topic, but you brought it
That's
up.
okay.
So I'm going to
Bring
jump
it.
in. It's like,
Yeah.
I only saw my first bald eagle, I think it was 2 summers ago. And
What?
it, yeah.
Wow.
But
That's awesome.
this summer I was flying with a friend, and like literally after we took off, I was like, oh, there's one over there. And then as we were ascending, and like, it came a point where we came back around, and He was like literally flying like right off our wingtip, and I was like, "Oh my God,
Nice.
I was flying with the eagles." And, like the saying, it's hard
That.
to fly with the eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys. And I finally flew with the eagles,
Yes.
not the band, like
Not the
literally,
band. Not
not
the
the band.
band. Although they are a good band.
They are, yeah.
Yeah. That is awesome. I did not see my first bald eagle until, well, like that I remember until I moved up to Alaska. And then it got to be where it was almost commonplace. It was amazing on how many eagles I saw in Alaska. It was beautiful.
Yeah, they're big up there. I did. What I didn't realize too is I actually did a video for a client last year from Ketchikan, Alaska, and I didn't realize there was a rainforest up there.
Yes. Alaska is massive. A lot of people don't realize that if you take Alaska, the state of Alaska, the not counting the Aleutian chain because it's kind of hard to stuff that into where I'm going here, but if you take the bulk of the chunk of Alaska and you put that in the middle of the United States on a map, it covers 2/3 of the United States. That's
Yeah,
how
it's that big, yeah.
massive Alaska is. So they used to laugh and joke about how Texas would be the third largest state because of, Alaska's so big. So it was kind of funny.
Well,
Being
and
from Texas, it's kind of funny.
yeah, and it's interesting too, because I didn't know when I actually looked, and I got sent all these files for Ketchikan, and I was like, oh, that looks like, and it's actually similar, like that part of Alaska stretches down almost onto the, I think it's Vancouver Island or
It
something, or
does.
the main coast. So
That's right.
it's, you think of like there's part of it that's actually down like next door to British Columbia. It's not all
Yes.
like up on the thing. So that's probably why I never really realized that it went that far down into Canada.
It doesn't go that far down into Canada. It goes that far down to Canada. Don't you go stealing my Alaska.
I'm taking that land back. It's ours.
No, we got it for Seward's Folly. Back off. No, yeah, we've got we. I'm not in Alaska anymore. Alaska has some beautiful fjords too. I mean, wetlands and fjords. It's just amazing the geographic treasures that Alaska has. It's pretty awesome. We won't get into Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. We won't go there. So
Save that for next show.
next show, yeah. So okay. So love it out of my life. I'm going to be real honest with you in the audience, man. I'm having a hard time with loving some of this stuff out of my life. But you said you put it to work. Are you open to being able to take us through that process on something that you're comfortable sharing, or can you just use like an example of how you would do it without disclosing personal stuff? I don't want you to, raw. I mean, we've both agreed that we're pretty raw on the air, but I want you to be comfortable. But is this something that you can help our listeners understand and help me understand how to put this to practice?
Yeah, I don't mind sharing. And so for myself, it was something, like maybe, I don't know how to say it without using the exact example, but for me, let's
Right.
just say it was for finances. And so
Right.
it was like I felt like I was living in poverty because I wasn't, work wasn't working out. The clients, the gigs that I had lined up, it seemed like everything was failing me.
Right.
And and it was like, man, like this is where I'm at though. Like I'm down and out. Like I don't know how else to say it. Like I don't have rent. I've borrowed money, and like I'm trying to convince myself that I'm doing okay, and and I'm thinking something's coming through, and it just wasn't happening for me, and like I wasn't in oneness with it. Like I was in denial or something of where I was. But and I struggled with it because it's like I'm out there working. I'm looking for jobs. I'm looking for clients. For my own personal business, and it's like
Right.
what the F is going on. I didn't want to use my first
And
and
I hey, we're
only
still
swear of the
good.
day on this part of it. So I said, okay, I'm like feel like I'm like li living here in poverty here, like impoverishing my thinking in some sort of way, and living in lack, and I keep on making do with less, making do with less, and all this stuff. And so I said, I'm gonna try this because I hadn't tried the, did you listen to that show, by the way?
Yes, I listened to it a couple of times. It was good.
So for anybody listening, it's referencing a BBS archive for Ron Amitron show, so Creation Lightship show about Love It Out of Your Life. So that's the one that we're referencing, and I'm sure we could maybe even put the link in the show notes or something, maybe. I don't know. I guess that's up to you and Thomas.
I think you sent it to me and Thomas, but we'll go back and look and we'll get that sent. We'll get it to the show notes for sure.
Yeah, I remember the date, and if not, I have it in my book. So I, you know what, I said I'm going to try this, and the whole point, like everybody, so the way I'm going to speak to it the way I understood it, and I've listened to the show a few times. So you have to come into oneness with it, because it's almost like a negative affirmation, and most people, especially people in the new age, will say, well, you don't want to do a negative affirmation. You don't want to say these things because you're going to draw more of it to you. Well, you're already there, so you can't draw something that's you're already faced with. So, like he uses the example of cancer, loving cancer out of your life, saying, "I love cancer. I love having cancer." And literally saying all the things that are like gut wrenching that make you almost want to puke or throw up. Like, I love the fact that I'm going to die in 3 months. I love the fact that I'm going to leave my wife and kids. I love the fact that I'm never going to get to do the things I want. I love the fact of all the negative attention I get from doctors and all this stuff, and I love that I'm putting my family through financial hell. Like all that stuff. You have to do that, right? And so it was really, really interesting. And so I did that, and I did it with poverty, and I was like, I love that I'm not going to be able to pay the bills. And then finally, like, I love that I'm going to be homeless, that I'm not going to be able to do rent or pay rent and all this stuff. And then finally, like, I broke down crying about it, and that's the whole point, is that when you do that, when you get let those emotions out, that's when you have that breakthrough. Because like the way he explains it is that if you have resistance to it, or you don't want to admit it or come into oneness with where you are, then you're never going to transcend it.
Oh, that's good.
So when you break down, you finally get down to that bottom, like that pit of this almost despair. And he says, do it 1,000 times, and if you feel like you're going to go through something, have a friend over to help you through it. But keep saying it, and it's going to get, you're going to get to a point, well, this is stupid. Like, why am I saying this? And then just keep going, and then you'll get to that point where you break down, and it's like going into the hard drive. And he says that, the computer hard drive has password protection on it, and so you're never going to get to that stuff until you break down and you get that emotional block out. And then it's like opening up all your cells. It's like you're getting the passwords, the keys to the hard drive, so you can actually pull the problem out and remove it from the hard drive, rather than just take it off the desktop. Because what you've been doing it the whole time is just removing the shortcut from the desktop, so it's out of sight, out of mind. It's like, cleaning your house and stuffing everything in your linen closet or whatever. It's still there. You've just moved it. And so this is getting it out of the hard drive, so getting down to it. And other things might start coming up. So I did that, and I was like, okay, I finally cried and broke down about it and faced it. And then I thought it was over. But a few months later, like, more stuff crept up, and like things hadn't really changed. There was little wins, but and then I broke down again, and I started saying other things that like had come up that I didn't realize that I was maybe ignoring. And so for me, it's been a really powerful exercise, and I used it for that specific example. And so now it's bringing other things up for me in my life, and maybe things that I had emotional blockages or judgments about that I didn't really understand, or I didn't want to admit. And that's the thing, is that you have to understand, once you start learning this stuff, is that they're not mine. A lot of that stuff, they're judgments. Maybe they were mine. Maybe they were my ancestors. Maybe they were entities. Maybe, so like to let those things go, like it feels really weird, because you have to go down to that pit before you can climb back out. But you let that stuff go, and you realize, well, it's not you, it's not your spirit, it's not your life, your essence, it's just a circumstance. And then coming into oneness with it, then you're empowered, because you're saying, okay, well, now I can take these rocks from the bottom and build some stairs as a foundation and climb out of here.
It's really good. I know when I was going through a really tough time, it was when I left the Pacific Northwest many, many years ago. Really tough time, moved back home, and really kind of it was a WTF moment. It was like, what the freak just happened, you know? And it was when the economic downturn was going on, and like it's kind of started in 7, 8, 9, and then I left in 2010. And I was pretty broken, and so I'm understanding what you're talking about, and maybe people don't talk, computer hard drives. I understand that we have to defrag before we can, we gotta defrag. But the thing that got me through it was, all the judgment or all the disdain or all of the, look what happened to her, ha ha, whatever. Back then, I didn't really know to, I didn't, I don't care what people think. Now they can think. But back then, it was like I focused on, and I was a Christian at the time, but it really still applies because it applies to source, because I am source and I'm a light being. And so I would say it's not who I am. I am not my circumstances, right? I am still me. And the circumstances do not dictate who I am or whose I am. And so back then, that would have been outside of myself. But now I look at it, and quite honestly, it's who I am. I'm not this physical form. I am energy. I am a light being. I am source. And so, but a lot of times we get a lot of things, like you said, from ancestral baggage, or something happens to us. Mine was a divorce. I went through a pretty rough divorce, pulled me through a financial knothole backwards. I had taken out credit cards in my name without me knowing. And we'd refinance the house into my name. He didn't have a job at the time. They wouldn't let us refinance it into both names. And then he quit making the payments, trying to make ends meet. And so by the time I found out, the house was almost $20,000 in arrears, and I had credit card debt out the wazoo. And I'm like, what? And I didn't find out until after we were already getting divorced. I mean, it never unfolded. It just kind of, it was an aftermath thing. It's like, oh my gosh.
Oh, geez.
So yeah. So and here I am, a very successful in my career here, and yet I can't even rub two pennies together anymore because I am financially toast. And it took a long time, and that three-letter agency was a beast to deal with. And but moving forward, I'm not in the past. I really see what you're talking about, how that breakdown. And so I wish I this sounds really odd, but I wish I had known the love it out of my life back then, because maybe I could have gotten through it a little faster and gotten on top of it a little faster, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and you know what? Like it's not something that's easy to do, and that's why I think it's a powerful exercise because I've never had to do it with cancer. I just did it with the example I've given you, but cancer's a much more like you do it or you die. Like I've seen it, several family members from diagnosis to death in 3 4 months. So but things like that, like it's to come into oneness with where you are. A lot of times we're in denial about where we are. We don't want to face it, or it's just easy to say, oh, it's fine, and that's great to be present in the moment. But so it kind of seems like, it's like a catch 22. You don't want to admit it, but it's like, well, you can't draw it to you anymore. You can't be any once you got cancer, or whatever it is in your life, you have it already. So like, you're not going to bring more of it to you. You have to come into oneness with it and resonance. And I think that's what the thing is, because then there's resistance to it, and just accepting where, like you said, you're not your circumstance at all. And that's really difficult to do. And so now I was going through it, and after that it happened to me, more things started coming up. And so it happened, and I kind of broke down again, and I was like, started saying the things that I didn't want to say. And it was like, well, like this is going to happen, or I'm going to, be out on the street if I don't, like, and it just broke me down again, and it's like, okay, well, clearly I still had some blocked emotion. And it's like, I don't know where that blocked emotion was coming from. Maybe I've judged people on the street before. Never thought I did, but maybe somewhere in my ancestry they did. Like, that's what I mean. 'Cause it's like, I don't recall having those
We don't
thoughts, but
know.
maybe somewhere they are. And so it really brings a level of compassion to yourself. To do that exercise, and then it kind of opens up cans of worms, because like I said, I thought the first time I did it was, I think, in March, and then about a month ago a whole bunch of more stuff showed up, and I was like, oh, I didn't know it was there. But I like the saying, breakthroughs require breakdowns. So I probably wouldn't have found those additional things that were under the surface had I not done the initial breakthrough. And then you break it down again, and so that's kind of what, we were chatting last week about my foundational healing, is that's like, you got to basically tear down the old the old shack and rebuild right from scratch, right? Otherwise
Right.
you're rebuilding on a shaky foundation, and it just doesn't it's like polishing a turd, you want to
Right.
not that that's
Okay.
a bad thing to do if there's people out there doing that, but I don't want
Well,
to discourage anybody for their turd polishing business, but
okay, Alaska. Did you know they sell like shellacked moose turd earrings?
really?
Yes.
So I was being facetious, but there's
Yes.
somebody out there
No.
actually doing it.
Yes.
Is facetious the right word?
Yes.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Facetious about feces.
So that's very. I can't come up with a word. I was going to say fictitious, but it didn't work. Yeah.
Ferociously facetious about feces.
Yes.
Yes.
For friendly earring wearing felines.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So that is really interesting because I'm pretty sure you know Bill, my partner that passed away March of 24, had stage four metastasized colon cancer, and he lived 6 years, which is unheard of for that cancer. He did a lot of alternative stuff. He really pressed into Q. That's how I think that's really kind of when he found Q. He was very much into red pill. He was law enforcement, so he had that side of life that he dealt with. And he told me from the word go that he knows exactly when and how he got it, and it was because of anger, because of the only person that he really ever trusted, because he did a lot of undercover work, and so he was pretty guarded and pretty dangerous stuff. He'd been shot 7 times. So he shared with me that he knows exactly when he got it because his wife left him and they had 6 children. And
Oh,
she
geez.
moved back down to where his career was built. They moved away from there for safety for him and the family. And she moved back down there, and some of the children were young enough that they went with her mother. And he says, my anger. He goes, I know exactly where it came from because it was my anger and bitterness. And
Yeah,
I'm and so that's exactly what we're talking about, is getting down to the root cause of why did, because we all have cancer cells in our bodies. Why did they get energy? How did they get that energy to overgrow and take over our healthy cells? And it was fascinating to hear him talk. He had so much wisdom. And yeah. So anyway, it makes perfect sense what Ron Amatron was teaching on Creation Lightship. We'll get that. I wish I had that in front of me. We'll get that date and program a note for you guys and put it on my show page. But it was really interesting that he would talk about loving it out of my life, and or lo loving it out of our lives or whatever, because it really, when you first hear it, you're like, ugh, it kind of like flies in your face, because like what you were saying, Rob, the new agers or whoever, all the positive affirmations, or even the people that are in business that, listen to the, as we would say, Tony Robbins or the whatever, talking about those people, only positive affirmations. Well, that one doesn't appear to be very positive, but what it does is it breaks down your barriers, it breaks down your walls to where now the real work can begin. Really good.
No, and so if anybody, I'm checking just our chat archive, and I think it's 2009-11-6. So, November 6, 2009. I believe that's the show archive.
Okay, perfect.
But we can check after, and like you said, but
Yeah,
yeah, it is.
we'll get it posted.
It's really
Okay.
powerful, I didn't, I heard it a while, like a couple of years ago, and I never actually tried it until this year. And it's like, okay, yeah, like there was something that in it, doing it, and and actually doing it. You know, like it's different to say, like you have to, the whole point, like he says, is that you have to get to the point where you break down because you have an emotional blockage there. And our emotions will kill us eventually. And so whether it's anger, sadness, there's all kinds of them, right? But and if you don't know they're blocked, like you're in denial about it. So how do you know unless you actually go through the exercise? And so I don't know, do you think how do you think it would have, do you think it would have helped Bill at all, or do you think
I
he would have,
do. I do. Yeah, he was, we were both, staunch Christians, and then all of a sudden we realized, we think we've been lied to. And so we came, quick, full speed, full, 180 degree, turn. And he's the one that was listening to Q before me, and he slowly red pilled me. He didn't frazzle drip me all at once, if you know what I mean. So, blah. We'll just drop that bomb and keep moving. So,
I was surprised you said
what'd she say? What'd
that's
she
not a
say?
very good visual image.
No,
I'm gonna
it's
love that one
not.
out of my life.
Yeah. He was trying everything. He was trying alternative stuff. I probably won't say it on the radio what he was doing, because I don't want to, I don't want to create something to where somebody says, "Well, Sunshine said."
Yeah, I
But
hear you.
he was doing a lot of stuff on Telegram, and a lot of people that were doing alternative stuff at the same time, whenever they were doing alternative medicines for that jab that happened. And things that might have been considered animal medications. So mushrooms, not the crazy hallucinogenic ones, but ones that were, to treat cancer and stuff. So yeah, I think you probably would have tried it.
Yeah, and like what's the worst that's gonna happen? You know, nothing. Or you could heal.
Or you could heal, and that's kind of where he was at. And he would tell me that he would tell me that the only thing that kept him alive, he did chemotherapy for a year, and basically his doctor told him, "I'm keeping you on a fine line between killing you and getting you through chemo so I can get you into a trial that she wanted him in." And I won't share details, because I don't think his children know all that he went through, and I don't think they listen, but I just don't think it's appropriate to share. But he went through a lot, and he told me that the only thing that kept him going through that, and this is the year that we weren't talking, he ghosted me for a year. He said was "I've got to stay alive for my children. I have to be here for my children." And then I reached out to him a year after we met, because he ghosted me, and I, felt prompted to do that. And people have heard this story before, so I won't get into it. And when I reached out to him again, that's where I got the nickname. Is he said that, I was in this just gutting it through, staying alive for my children, but you brought sunshine back into my life. Yeah. So on his outer crusty shell, there was a little bit of tenderness there too, but I do believe it would have helped, and he would have tried it. He would have tried it, I think. Ooh, one of our friends, I don't have permission to use her name, one of our friends just texted and says she has two shows for Love It Exercise with Ron A, 10-1-14 at 28 minutes and 15 seconds, and 12-10-14 at 32 minutes 52 seconds.
Nice. Yeah,
Nice.
I have another one here too. I don't know which one it would be. I take like literally physical show notes out of like all the time, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love writing, and I think it's a yeah, there's also one on I think 2009 1202.
1202, 2009.
Yeah, love it out of your life.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and then I think you said, did you say November 9, 2006 as well?
Geez,
I think you did.
November 6th, I think,
6.
1106.
1106. Okay,
Yeah,
1106.
and so each time, you know, he kind of, that's why I love listening to different shows, because each time he says a little bit differently, or the
He
repetition is
does.
good, because like, you know, we're coming over, overcoming so many thousands of years of conditioning that it's like, you know, listening to it once isn't, it's not going to stick. You know, it's just not, it doesn't matter. And like you might remember it, but it's not going to really hit home, right?
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, so that was the point about, you know, keep going, and like eventually you're going to say something and it's going to click and then you're going to break down. And so, like he said, you're going into the genetic program in your computer. And then you're overriding all that stuff that was in the blockage, you know? And so the hard drive's ready to be accessed. And so you're going to be able to get it. And you're going to, at that point, you'll feel miserable, and it's not a good place to go, but you have to go there. It's like you're finding that part of your spirit in a way, I think. Like your spirit was like, you know, I think you mentioned on the last show, spirit in a box. Well, that's how I kind of look at this, is that you've stuffed part of your spirit down and away in that a box that you don't want to go there. And it's like subconsciously, you're not going there. I'm not going there. I'm not admitting to this. I'm not saying that. You know, I don't, it's you don't want to do it. But you have to do it. You have to go down there, you know?
And there might be some people out there that don't even recognize why they have certain personality traits. Why are they just an angry person? Or why are they just a person that always seems to be a little down? Or why is everybody so happy, and why does it bother me that everybody is always so happy? You know, things like that. And going back and realizing that we carry all of that generational stuff with us. And then with what Lauren and Zosha were talking about today, they were talking about, you know, you can be in 10 different expressions at once. I mean, time is of no, you know, there's we all the other aliens in the universe laugh at us because we're the only ones that created something that doesn't exist, and we go by it, and it's called time. And so here we have all these different expressions, and they happen at this the same time. I'm using the word time in air quotes here. And so, you know, you could be rock star this, and you could be doing all the things that the rock star is required to do to be successful. And that could be putting things in your body that are not good for you, or that could be, you know, courting with people you don't want to court with. And so you've got all of that in your in all of that gunk that we've got to wash out and get cleaned out. And so this is a very good subject. The love it out of your life is a really good subject. I'm so glad you brought it up.
It's and it's just really interesting to actually talk to, because I've only spoken to a few people about it, because I mean, so it's nice to,
Not now, more
yeah,
like
it's not
tens and
like,
tens and tens and tens.
yeah, there's not a whole bunch of people down at the coffee shop talking about this, let me tell you.
No.
So it's nice to actually speak about it. So, you know, I don't know if you accept calls on the show every week, but if there's anybody out there who's actually done it, or maybe if somebody does it this week and really gets, maybe next week they can call in and share it with us. Yeah.
Yeah,
'Cause
actually, we've got time to take calls. We've got a few, like if a couple of people want to call in quickly, if Thomas would throw me that number real quick, we could. He's running across the studio right now, sliding to the operator's board in his socks.
I just picture him there like the mad scientist with like 30 shows going on
I
and
know.
three pots of coffee and
Three
just like,
pots of coffee.
you know, crazy spiked hair because he keeps running his fingers through it, and he's just smoking cigarettes and pencils in his ears.
Not Thomas, he's not gonna smoke cigarettes.
I
No, you just
know,
ruined that one for me.
I know.
No, but yeah, if people want to call in, we can get that number for you. We'd love to hear your questions for Rob on maybe some things that he encountered, or how long was the process, or if you've done this, if you've worked through the Ron Amatron love it exercise. And what your process was. Ron has Creation Lightship, and it's set up so beautifully for us, and the way that everything is there to help us make it through this ascension process is amazing. If
Yeah, it
Don,
really is.
yeah,
And
go
it takes
ahead.
a long time to get, takes a long time to figure it out and to really get past the programming and to really understand that, you know, once you, so just keep going with it, like whoever's out there, and if they're working with the process, like those archives, like I've just listened to like one a day, or sometimes more, I'll be honest with you, on a day. Sometimes I have a bad day and it's like, okay, I'm putting like, I'll fall asleep listening to them. But to understand that if everything in your body and all your ancestors' DNA is recorded, well, like, where is it recorded to? And so if they have that database somewhere and these clearings can go in and literally remove that, the program, that's what we is really difficult for the average human mind to wrap their head around. And believe me, it's like, even people who are, maybe we'll say more spiritually advanced or whatever, it's still taken. Even myself, I thought I was, knew what was kind of going on, and even having an awakening. But then you're like, you find this material and you're like, oh my God, I had no idea it was like that, right?
Absolutely.
Like, you it's like you get to the awake some awakenings, and then you're like, oh my God, it's even crazier. So the number is one triple
Like...
1-888-627-6008, and direct is,
For international.
yeah, 323-744-4831.
Great. Yes, I know that when I get on Creation Lightship, I tend to have been a little overloaded sometimes, and I've had friends come alongside me that have been working Ron's Creation Lightship website longer than me, have really helped me a lot. And so I just want to encourage people. Creation Lightship is one of the most wonderful tools that we have here to help us. And hey, Rob, do you want to take Beth on online too from Seattle?
Yeah, that's why we said call in,
I
right?
know, right? Hey,
No,
Beth, are you
you know what?
there?
I changed my mind.
Beth, are you with us?
I'm here. Thank you so much. I don't feel like you're doing such a spectacular job. I feel I already told Sunshine how I was excited to listen to you talk about this because you're the only other person I know who dove into it. So I've really been enjoying your conversation. So what I want to share based on Sunshine's, you're doing it. I mean, it's really exciting. It's really powerful. So I want to share that I learned about this a couple of years ago and integrated it into a course I do for ongoing small groups. And so I've shared this exercise with three different groups, and it's been amazing
Nice.
because in
Awesome.
order for this to work, we have to shift our understanding of what love means. I got this from an early conversation between Asha and Q, where she was explaining that how we heal is by loving whatever's going on from our heart, like holding, moving into our heart, getting our spirit in our body, and then bringing love to whatever's happening. And so this is a super strategic way to do that. And it requires that shift that, like Osho would teach about love, you find love at the center of your being and it flows from there, as opposed to the emotional experience we have of love, which is a misunderstanding. So I just felt inspired to share that, like in a small group of eight people, and they choose something and then they start practicing it with another person, and people would keep saying it and saying whatever it was they were loving. And then at some moment, they would just burst out laughing, like, oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. So,
That's the beauty of it. You laugh and you're like, oh man, it's so silly. Like, you're just like this whole, like, and it's okay that, like, because at some point you're holding a judgment about it. And for myself, it was like, well, I should be better than this. I shouldn't be in this situation. Like, I'm a failure because I shouldn't even be having to do this stupid exercise, because like, how did I let myself get here? And it's like, you realize that you're judging yourself. You're not truly neutrally loving yourself. You have an emotional judgment, or even an anger judgment, that you're in that position. Like, how the fuck did I let myself get to this point, whether it's poverty or cancer or whatever your situation is.
Exactly. I have this very irritating, lingering cough that has been going on now for like a month. And I'm like, your show last conversation last week inspired me because I'm like, come on. I like, what the F is going on here? I should be able to deal with this, right? And so that frustration was fatiguing and keeping me from whatever's going on in my lungs and my heart. And So you reminded me last week about that, and I just started laughing. Like, oh, so that's what I've been doing all week. Every time I start coughing, I just put my hand on my heart and take a breath and just say, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. And just let it flow. It doesn't matter. So
Right.
anyway.
That's so good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing, Beth. And it's cool to know that you've used it in groups because I want to use it in groups locally as well. I'm developing some aftercare programs with therapists and some
Oh,
trauma
cool.
people. Yeah, and so I've done it myself, and it works. And so it's nice to hear somebody else because I think it's an exercise that you can present to people that maybe aren't ready for certain other aspects of
No.
Rod's work. But this is something
Right.
that you don't need to be. You don't need to be into the other side of it. You don't need to be talking about parallel lives and
Exactly.
all that crazy stuff.
Exactly. People, I'm right. They don't have all this other information. They're just really interested in growing their light and super inspired. So yes, I'll get your information from Sunshine and I'll forward you the handout I made. You can use it however you want to, the exercise.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh,
Thank you so
that's so
much.
sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Sure.
Beth.
Sure. Thank you for the invitation. And thank you so much for sharing this. It's really powerful.
Good.
You're
I'm
welcome, and
so
thank you for
glad. Thank
calling in and
you.
sharing your story. It's nice to hear your story and your voice.
Sure. Bye.
Absolutely. Bye. So I really love this subject, and it really, really warms my heart to hear that Beth has used this in some of her courses that she teaches. And
Yeah, it's simply amazing. Like that was what I
yeah,
needed to hear today. See, everything works out through synchronicity because it's
it
like, well,
does.
I was like, I need to put this in my foundational healing program, and I'm going to do a show coming up on it. I haven't done
Oh,
it yet on the
good,
show,
good, good.
and I think that because, well, you can't take somebody far. I think I mentioned on the show that you can't take somebody farther than you've gone. So it's like I didn't want to put it in the show until I had actually done it, and I didn't
Right.
want to do it for something. So it's like maybe I had to go through this to really understand how it works, right?
That's really good. And so sweet of her to share her notes. That's awesome. I'll
Yeah.
get her your information.
Yeah.
So you brought up your foundational healing. So tell everybody how to find that again, because this is a new show, new peeps.
Yeah, so it's on YouTube and it's pretty simple. It's my name, but spelt a little bit differently. So it's Rob Banderson, but it's RAW, so raw, BAND, like raw band, frequency band, which refers to everybody getting back to their own divine resonance, their raw frequency without all the crap that's covered up. So
Right.
RAWBANDERSON, and I
Yeah.
think it'll be on the show link or whatever
Yeah,
on
should
the
be on the
archive,
show
right?
link in the archive.
So that's probably the easiest way if you check on this, either the archive from last week or this one when it pops up,
Yep.
it'll be in there. And so,
Sometimes people are traveling they can't take the notes, so yeah, they can definitely come back to the show page as well.
yeah. And so I really appreciate you giving a shout out to the show, and it's really cool that I'm doing it. And I did it just for the specific reason of helping other people. And it was like, whatever, if some people get benefit from it, and I want to develop it in person, right? And so it was like, well, I'm kind of like a sh just show up and do it. And so I was like sitting down trying to design, because somebody had asked me, well, have you put this all this stuff that you're talking about and sharing with others, have you put it down into like a workshop or something? And I was like, well, no. And I was trying to do that, and I was like, where do you even start? And
Right.
it's like I'm sitting there like the mad scientist and trying to put it all together. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to start recording from on my show, and then it's like it'll happen naturally. Like I'll just show up and I'll see what feels right. I think we got somebody else.
We do. Hey, we've got Arrow on line one. You previously talked on the show about parallel lives, and she's wondering what you meant. Arrow, are you here?
Hola. Hi.
Hola. So Rob was talking about parallel lives and wondering you're wondering what he meant about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, when you were talking about calling, you were doing a command and you were calling in all your other light particles into this body, but you called in other parallel lives into this body. And I didn't know if a parallel life is what I used to coin as past lives, and now without the time signature, I would just say I have other lives. Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, like it gets pretty complicated pretty quickly, but it's like you want to call them parallel lives or different timelines, but essentially there's a whole bunch of them running parallel, and it's like every decision we make, we jump a timeline or into a parallel life, and we don't, our spirit, because we're fragmented, we don't necessarily know that we're on all these parallel lives, right? So we call our energy back, but it's easy to, you can kind of sort of recognize them, in my opinion. Say something like yesterday I was applying for a job or calling a client and asking them, seeing if we're going to do business together or whatever it is. And so that kind of creates a timeline or a parallel life. I look at parallel lives and timelines kind of the same. They're all running like in synchronicity at the
Simultaneously.
same time. And so it's like, and then this morning I got an email, hey, no, we can't do it. So it's like that timeline's closed. That parallel life no longer exists. And so I call my energy back from it. It's like, oh, it stings a little bit. I didn't get the job, or the client can't move forward right now. And so and then I sit there thinking about it for like a half hour, and it's like, I'm wondering, oh, okay, did I do something wrong? Or you, when you do that, you make, say you apply for a job, it's like you're wondering, oh, what will it be like if I work there, or how it, and we start living into the future, right? And so it's like we get pulled out of this reality, and we're almost living mentally in that parallel life, right? And so when you do that command, I command all of me to disconnect from all of my parallel lives now. It's just bringing all of you back to here in this moment now, so that you're not fragmented.
And that goes with what Kelly and Beth were talking about too, with that notice, observe, and witness.
Yeah. And because it's, if you listen to Ron's show, Ron will speak to it much better than I do, but essentially we're copy and pasted onto all these parallel lives because we don't know. And that's where, interrupting the matrix or reacting or responding differently comes in. Because if you just keep on repeating the same patterns over, it's like all these parallel lives. It's like, that's why we seem to be going through the same issues over and over and over again until you love it out of your life. Or respond to it differently, or not at all, or maybe something, a trigger that happens to you, instead of getting in a fight with somebody over it, you say, you know what, not today. I'm walking away. I'm walking away from this one, or I'm taking my energy. I'm not letting it get me this time, right?
Did that help, Arrow?
Well, it kind of leaves more questions. So, because I was thinking it was more like past lives, like in some other life, I'm a professional drummer. I mean, I could buy a drum set and bang on it, but it wouldn't sound like I knew what I was doing. But I know that I'm a drummer somewhere. And so that's what I was thinking maybe you were talking about, but now I'm thinking it 'cause I
He's
get when
staying
I
in the
make a
now.
decision and it puts yeah when I make a decision right here and it puts me on this timeline, there are maybe infinite timelines.
Yeah, exactly. And the
Yeah,
best, I think the
choices.
best example of parallel lives are dreams at night. And so a daydream is no different. You go like I'm like a horrendous daydreamer. I'm working really good on working really hard on the daydreaming, because we talked a little bit about last time, and it's just even just sitting there, and like you try to envision what it's going to be like. Okay, we've got another person online too.
Arrow, if you've got your answers, I think we're going to move to another caller, if that's okay with
We
you.
only have 6 minutes. Can you
I'm
call us back next week, Arrow?
good.
Can you call us
Okay,
back next
thank you,
week?
Arrow. For
All
sure.
right.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Rob, I think we've got Kenna calling in. Kenna, are you there from Oklahoma?
Hi. Yep, I'm
Hey.
Hi, Kenna.
We've only got about 5 minutes left, so we wanted to get to you and get your question asked. So go for
Yeah,
it.
thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I wanted to go through a really short exercise that I do a lot that helps me ground myself in the now. So through your heart, that's where all of your love and spirit sits, is in your heart. And all of that stuff in your external field, your body, negativity, fear, what you can do is hold that light in your heart and pull all that fear, which is the opposite of you, pull it up through your crown, through the top of your head, down into your heart. You let it sit there and you let it all turn. So you imagine like black coming in, and it goes to your heart, and it goes from black to gray to white. And you push it out through your feet and you bring it up and it's white. And you're able to transmute any energy. It doesn't matter, not like the label, anything that you're dealing with. You can do that and you can ground your own field and just stay in that stillness. And that's when you feel like Q coming in and giving you a big old hug to help you solidify that. So I hope that helps. And I try to be quick, but you can try that. And it really makes a big difference.
Well, really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. And we've got to end the show, so we've got to get back on. Thank you for the call so much.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you sharing
it.
Your techniques with us.
Yeah. Okay, Rob.
We're almost out of time, right?
We are. How did that happen?
It goes so quick.
It does.
You know, everybody's got their own strategies. You have to, I keep my crown chakra closed because I don't want any outside energies coming in. It's very difficult when you start looking into this stuff. How easy it is to be corded to outside energies, right? So those energetic cords can come from all kinds of ways. And I used to be one of those people. I tried all that stuff. And now I command my spirit to keep my chakras closed, especially my crown chakra. That's one, you know, we've spoken about shrink wrapping auras. And
yeah.
I always start my command. I command my spirit to close my crown chakra and shrink wrap my aura tight within my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want any outside energies, and I command my spirit to cut any and all cords to or from me now.
Yeah. Yeah. That one I do too.
Yeah.
That too.
And so, because at other times, you know, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what's coming in. And so you just want to be grounded in your heart.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I know everybody has different ways of handling. Everybody has different ways that they operate, but
Yeah.
I'm like you. I'm a little protective of what I let in, and because it's just so much out there. I mean, even when we're told that we are not strong enough, we've got 1 minute. We are not strong enough to battle some of what's out there, that we have to work through a creation lightship, that tells me I'm going to be pretty careful about what I let in.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And so it's a process, and it takes a lot of practice. It's an exercise, you know, exercising it.
Yep.
And so yeah, like maybe we can pick up on this part next week.
Yeah, that'd be
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. You'll come back.
Of course, of course.
Yay!
As long as we're providing value and people are getting, you know,
awesome.
Your audience likes it, I'm here for as long as you guys need me to be.
All right. Well, we're running out of time, so let's fade it in, BBS, and Rob and I will fade out.
Thank you so much, Sunshine and
Thank
BBS
you.
And Thomas. I appreciate it. I love you guys, and I appreciate having me on once again.
Absolutely. Thank you, BBS. We love you. Thank you, all my listeners and my supporters. Bye.